to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Well, come on in. It's the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. And we're glad you're here. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, and I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike on the phone today, it's 877-711-5211. You have an email, comment, or question, udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S @gmail.com. Dr. Mike, are you ready?
I am. There's some great, great, wonderful stories this week, so it's going to be tough to get all the great news in.
Our guest at 5:35 will talk about kids and nutrition. Tell me more about our guest, Melissa Hallis-Liang. She's the head of something called Super Kids Nutrition. What will we be talking about today?
Well, the whole goal is what can you do with your kids to get them started right that will prevent cancer later on. And she and the American Institute for Cancer Research have come up with the fact that if the kids start eating right now, we can prevent 400,000, that's one-third of all the cancers, starting about 16 years from now. So it's an amazing number of cancers that we can prevent and that will be helped by good nutrition. She'll tell us what she should do. And we're going to ask some pretty pointed questions about, for example, juicing. Should kids have juicing? And what is it about the sugars in what the kids have? Will that cause cancer? Is it the sugar that's associated with it? Is it the lack of vegetables? How do you change kids' habits? When should you start changing? And by the way, Joe, that comes back to our old friend, the fast food group. The fast food group, one of the articles out this week showed that the more fast food you have, the higher your risk of colon and rectal cancer. And at the same time, McDonald's came out with their new, I guess it's Egg White Delight sandwich.
Yes.
And you know how many different ingredients the egg whites have in them that could be just egg whites? This is a test question, Joe. How many different ingredients do egg whites have in them in the McDonald's egg white sandwich?
How many different ingredients? Can you give me a window of plus or minus?
Okay, 0 to 5.
Zero to five.
Could it be just egg whites?
Okay.
5 to 6 to 10.
Yeah.
11 to 15.
Yeah.
More than 15.
I'll say 11 to 15.
You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. But if you include egg whites, it's actually 16.
Okay.
But they have 15 other ingredients in just that's just the egg white burger, you know, that patty of egg white.
Okay.
Not including the bread around it, not including the bacon, not including the cheese. Just that one egg white patty has 15. You'd think it might be just egg whites, right?
Sure. Yeah, there's more to it than that. You know what I've noticed about the advertising now with fast food is they don't advertise the combo meals that much. They advertise the cheap stuff. How cheap fast food is, right? They're all advertising their value stuff. The dollar this, the dollar that. They're really, I mean, and cheap food, fast food is pretty cheap food. But I think that's where they're headed now in advertising. They're advertising the inexpensive fast food items more so than the, you know, the more expensive combo combinations.
I totally agree with you. So we need to clean up fast food if we're going to decrease cancer. But that's just one of the things that obviously fast food is associated with. I'm going to, in fact, talk to you in our real age tip of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Is 6 foods to keep your mind young. But all 6 of these foods will also decrease cancer risk. So you'll want to come back and make sure you attend that. We'll start that at what? 5 of the hour.
Right. Class starts at 5 of the hour, at 53 after the hour for the Real Age Tip of the Week. And at 5:35, we'll learn more about the mission of the Super Kids Nutrition Program. You'll learn how to teach your kids to enjoy and explore foods that protect their health, fight cancer, help them make healthier food choices in this, you know, in this community of nutrition-poor foods, heavily advertised and readily available to everybody. and teach your kids how to make healthy choices fun through cooking and educational activities. That'll be at 35 past the hour. Well, I don't know what to make about this, but they can't keep up demand with Twinkies. Twinkies came out again earlier on Monday, and the factories are working 24/7, three shifts per day, and they can't keep up with demand for the Twinkies, Mike.
I don't like that. What can I say? It's horrible, right?
I told somebody today, I said, wait till I mention this to Dr. Mike. He's going to go schizo. But the demand, they can't. It's seven times.
It's like we're poisoning ourselves. We are causing our own problem. We're killing ourselves. We're causing our own dementia. It's unbelievable.
It's the seven times more demand than when Twinkies sold at historic levels before, times seven. Now,
Wait. How much demand did you say? Seven times?
They can't keep up. Seven times more than when they were selling Twinkies.
If they're selling seven times more Twinkies from these stores than they sold before they had the problem?
When they were selling at historic levels before.
Maybe you're kidding me.
Seven times. Well, maybe it's
you're putting me on, right?
No, I'm serious. They're selling at seven times more than they did when demand was at his. Sales of its products are seven times greater than historic levels. Orders are three to six times greater than its production capacity, even running bakeries at maximum levels. Retailers told Hostess this week that they had sold out of Twinkies within 2 hours of being displayed on grocery store shelves. I got to think it's probably because of the novelty of it. I mean, to be honest, Mike, you know, Twinkies are—it's historic. Whether they're unhealthy or not is obviously a concern, but it's a big story. I mean, Twinkies have been part of our lives for years and years, and because the company went belly up there because of whatever reasons there before, they're back now. So I think it's kind of a novelty now. I think that's probably going to they can't keep up those levels of demand. They really can't.
Well, my favorite story is if you don't retire, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking about retire. I'm talking about I'm already past the age of 65. But for every year you work past the age of 60. Compared to other people who retire at age 60, in this large-scale study in France, you decrease the risk of dementia, that is cognitive or brain function decline, by 3% for every year. So if you, Joe, don't retire, if you normally would have retired at 60, you don't retire to 80, you have reduced the risk of dementia by almost 60%. It's that huge that you get a benefit by continuing to be, if you will, functionally active by working, continuing to work.
Well, I love my job. I love what I do. The only problem, and you know the hours that I work. I work a morning program, and my hours are essentially third shift hours. I'm up at 12:30 in the morning for a morning show here in Syracuse. So I love my job. I love what I do. I love the business of communications, of broadcasting, but the problem, I just have terrible hours. I mean, that's the most important part of the day.
Well, if you could do that from Hawaii, you would have hours from, you would do the show from, 9 p.m. to,
that's right,
to 1 or 2 a.m., which would really be from Hawaii, that would work.
But those kind of hours are unusual, right? And it does take more of a toll on the body than typical hours, don't they?
Absolutely. The shift work is very hard on the body. You're right.
It really is. But I love what I do, and I don't plan on giving up anytime soon. Udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. And if you have a telephone, you'd like to use your telephone, you can use your telephone, too, to call Dr. Mike at 877-711-5211. We have great stories for the top stories of the week this week. Is there exercise in a pill? How about a new surgical knife that can instantly detect cancer? And more of some terrific information coming up. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. Freedherbs.com. Freedherbs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.